Michael Phelps has now reached a standard of Olympic excellence shared with American track legend Carl Lewis and another U.S. swimming great, Mark Spitz. Runner Paavo Nurmi of Finland and Soviet Union gymnast Larissa Latinina also won 9 gold medals each. After winning the 200-meter freestyle race Tuesday in Beijing, Phelps took a moment to reflect on his inclusion with some of the greatest athletes ever to compete at the Olympics.
To be tied for the most Olympic golds of all time with those names in Olympic history, the Olympics has been around for so many years. You know, it's a pretty amazing accomplishment. You know, I've been able to spend some time with Carl Lewis and you know, exchange a few words with Spitz here and there. It's pretty amazing.
Also amazing was his performance in his latest race, as he lowered his own world record in the event with a time of 1 minute 42.96 seconds. Park Tae-hwan trailed in the American's wake by nearly 2 full seconds. The South Korean touched the wall while Phelps was already looking at the overhead scoreboard. American Peter Vanderkay claimed the bronze. The victory avenged a difficult loss for Phelps at that same 200-meter distance 4 years ago in Athens.
I hate to lose, and you know, getting third in the 200 free 4 years ago, you know, when I do lose, you know, in a race like that, in a circumstance like that, it motivates me even more to try him some faster.
23-year-old Michael Phelps goes for 2 more gold medals Wednesday when he swims in the finals of the 200-meter butterfly and 800-meter freestyle relay. Phelps could haul in as many as 8 gold medals in Beijing, which would also make him the most decorated athlete at a single Games. At the Beijing Olympics, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.